videographer. I'd love to see him.
Yeah.
Do you have contact info?
Yeah, I do have a card in the truck.
Yeah, great. We're with PBS Wisconsin.
Yeah,
we're doing a big story about walleye fishing, and you know, we keep what we find is everywhere we go, we find more people with family connections, and it's like
I know other really cool. I don't know if you up by Mole Lake is a guy that raises walleyes. I don't know if you've ever been up there. It's like 100,000 walleyes a year.
Okay.
We supply him minnows to feed those fish. That's kind of, I don't know if you guys ever did a story about that. That's cool. He's got a really cool setup. He's actually, it's through the tribe, Secaugan, but he's from Iowa originally. He's not a native guy, but he's just like a fish by.
Hello.
Hello. So, if you could give me a start on walleye. If I want to go catch a walleye, what do I got to know? Where should I start here?
Well, we have a very nice Lake Winnebago right next to us here. I would say get a nice fishing pole, a decent one. There's different grades of fishing poles. There's a light for like panfish, and there's like a medium light for walleye, and then there's heavy ones for like Lake Michigan, heavier stuff. But we're mostly focused on walleye and panfish off of Lake Winnebago for this particular shop.
Mm-hmm. Well, show me around. What's gonna catch me a walleye?
Well, depends how good a fisherman you are.
I suppose. Well, gotta take me through some of the bait and some of the options that you have.
Okay. If you turn around here, we have our own flies, and we make fly rigs, and they're using a little pencil sinker for a weight, and they're using that for catching walleyes, and that's just one technique that they're using here on Lake Winnebago. Over here, we'll kind of, we do sell your fishing license and all kinds of license right here also. So it makes it easier. We're a one-stop shop. These are those little pencil sinkers that we use for making fly rigs. So we have all assortment here. We have a good selection of brand new reels. We also have pamphlets on your fishing and hunting. So we do have a nice little counter here. We carry ice fishing stuff year round because a lot of people like to use them for pan fishing. Not so much walleye, but for pan fishing. We have a good selection of live bait. That's our sorting table over there. We have a sorting table for leeches here. You say a good selection of live bait. We just got a big truckload of bait came in, as you had saw there. We'll walk around this way. This is one of our coolers that we have all our live bait in. A lot of, not 80% of the fishermen are using night crawlers at this time. It kind of goes, sometimes it's the walleye want meat, or sometimes they want a crankbait as such. So that's part of, you gotta change, be flexible. Over here, this is some of the stuff we make in-house. We're making inline sinker weights. We make all of this. This is some of the lead head jigs that we make. We package it all ourselves in-house. And they have UPC codes on the back of all of them. Down here, I'll tell you a story about that after a while. Okay, down here is all our selection of hooks and bobbers. Behind us we have more jigs that we make, all different styles. Some people like the little round ball head jig. People like a minnow style. We make all of those. These are some of the rigs that we make, the perch rig and floating jigs. We make all these floating jigs also right here. And these also have UPC codes on them. This is our closeout section. We go around the corner here. As I was saying, we leave ice fishing jigs out year-round. We have a whole wall display just for ice fishing jigs. On this side, we have plastic that we make in-house. We make little plastic for ice fishing. We also make like plastic worms. So that's that. We also have a good supply of kids' fishing pole combos already ready to go. I mean, that's normal. We carry some crankbaits here. A lot of the professional fishermen are using the Selmos. They're a little bit on the expensive side, but we're just a middleman, so we can't say much, you know. These are Selmos. Colors vary day by day depending on the overcast. A lot of them like the fluorescent colors or gold colors. That's always a good standby.
When it comes to the kids' poles, what's the importance of having a pole that, like, you got Star Wars, you got some other ones, like, for a kid to be interested in it, like to get a kid into fishing?
Well, some kids just want a fishing pole to start out with, and some kids are so intense on having, I have to have a Star Wars one. And just for starting out, a good brand name is Zebco. And that's a good standby. It's good for any size kid. The 3 feet general size for that. So we got a good selection here. We even have some little pink ones for the little girls. Like I say, we have some crankbaits here on the wall for walleye fishing. A lot of guys have their favorite colors that they'd like to go with. But I would say 80% work the same as anything else. Around the corner here, like to show you. You probably heard of Nightcrawler harnesses, okay. This whole wall is for making Nightcrawlers, and all these packages are in-house. So we have the beads and the hooks and the blades, and we make them in the back room and put them out as in-house manufacturing. And pretty good selection all the way down of beads and blades here. We have a good display of different style, different kind of rods up here, right above them. On the back side here now, a good display of bass worms. We make some of that. We make all of these jigs here for bass fishing. They can be used for walleye also, depends on how finesse you want to get. Okay, we're going to walk down this way a little bit. We have bass jigs, spinners. We have our in-house panfish little spinners that we make right here. These all have UPS codes, so it's a lot easier to take them up to the counter and scan them. We have a good display of rods and reels. They're not all just for walleye. So we have, you know, different sizes for the kids. Some kids want a purple one, pink one, so we try to show them that anyway. We have a little display right here. We also have, we carry nets, all different sizes and shapes. We have some plastic here for walleye, bass. A lot of stores carry these particular type for walleye. Have to carry a few fillet knives just in case you do catch your walleye. This is our accessories for swivels and treble hooks, and we carry some catfish bait here. And like I say, we have a good selection of different size and shape rods and reels. Now here's our rod and reel corner all the way around, and we have a few on this side, and we do have a few antique lures for sale. We have some telescopic rods. Some people are starting to get into using these off of the back of the boat. And then they use these off of the back of the boat for trolling.
That's quite the rush.
And this is a 14 footer up to 16, even 20 footer off of the back of boat for trolling. and different sizes. We got some catfish rods and reels. Now, I can give you a sales pitch on what weight rod you would like. We don't try to oversell. We just show people. You don't want a real, real light rod, but you don't want a real, real heavy rod also. So, and we kind of ask them for like, what kind of a price range are you think of spending? We have them from $20 up to $100 for combos. So if you step this way, we'll kind of give you a sales pitch for water rod. Well, here's one for that $100. Just I'll give you a sales pitch. It's a lightweight. It's carbon, nice rod and reel combo. Something like this, nice Fluger. It all depends on how you feel on handling a rod and reel. I mean, we can sell you any kind of rod and reel, or whatever you like. But we don't try to oversell, and that makes a difference. Got a nice cabinet counter here. So, I don't know, what else would you like to see? I mean, I'll try to...
You're ready. All right. Well, give me your background. How did you get into this? When did you decide, you know what I should open up is a bait and tackle store?
Well, it started 25, 30 years ago. I started taking some of my lead jigs to work with me and showing some of my friends at work, oh yeah, can I buy some of these? Can I buy some of those? And I said, sure. And then, well, it just kept on building after a while. And then I got my son involved. I bought him a fly tying vise, and he started tying flies. And then my friends wanted flies. So, okay, we started in. And then after a while, we did have a little shop up in Michigan for a year. And it got too hard to be traveling back and forth and everything. So we kind of stepped back for a little while and looked at property down here. And we decided on a good location like this. I mean, it's near the lake and it's convenient and not very far from the house.
Yeah. So did you must have grown up fishing, or is fishing been part of your life all along?
Well, yes. Being from the UP, I guess we had more time to go fishing, and a lot more fun up there because there's a lot more lakes close by. Mm-hmm. And you could walk to some of the lakes down here. You know, some lakes are 20 miles apart. But yeah, I did quite a bit of fishing up north.
So when did you start creating your own baits then?
30 some years ago. It just snowballed, I guess you might say.
Was that something for fun or just to
save it was money, it was making baits for myself. And then, you know, like I said, I started taking a few to work with me, and my friends seemed interesting, and oh, can you make these here? And can you make something a little bit different? And can you make some flies and make spinners? And it just kind of snowballed, and a hobby turns into a business.
Mm-hmm. So what's great about this is you've got family with you, right?
Yes.
Why is that so important to doing this?
Well, as a family business, I think you have more personal touch even to the customers that come in, instead of being a higher corporate shop as such. This here is, it has like a more personal touch, and get them involved, and if they like it, they'll stick around. If they don't like it, they won't stick around. And it's been working okay for us, so.
Yeah. And you probably see the same families come back as your customers, right? You probably remember little kids.
a story. We have a customer, when he was a teenager, he would ride his bike with a little cart on the back, and he'd come in practically every day or every other day. And well, we've been here now over 23 years, so this is, he started coming in when we first started. And now he's like 35 years old, and he still comes in every other day with his wife and his kid. So it's kind of unique that way.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me about, what is it about walleye that gets people hooked on fishing?
Well, fishing for walleye is a little bit different than fishing for panfish. Walleye, generally you have to go out into the water. Sure, you can fish from shore, but out in the water, it's probably more enjoyable for the kids, and they're not quite so restricted as how close you are to somebody else. Like if you fish from shore, they may be fishing elbow to elbow. And it's just a walleye's probably put up a better fight than some other panfish. Although, you know, the kids do like fishing for panfish also.
And I mean, there's just when a kid catches a walleye and they pull this huge fish out, what does it do to them?
It's a remembrance that they caught a nice size fish. Sometimes if they go into the park and catch a 5 or 6 or 7 inch little panfish, they don't remember that as much as they would be catching a 20 inch walleye, because they're so nice and fat and they can use it for a meal. Some panfish they can't really use for a meal. And it's just a good remembrance, I guess you might say. And that's why it's, and for throughout the whole state, walleye could almost be the state fish. And it's just, walleye, everybody knows what walleye. You know, walleye, go out for fish fry. I gotta have a walleye plate. I don't want a perch plate when I go out to eat.
Just walleye's the one, right?
It's number one or number two on the list.
So, if you would, can you show us a little bit of how you make some of the lures? Is that possible? Do you have your setup open to either to put together a rig or something for us, just so we can see a little video?
Okay, I'm gonna turn that over to my partner.
Okay.
I'll introduce her. You got to talk over here. We have a microphone over here.
Any kind of walleye setup would be great. You can just show Ethan what you do.
They came in with some nice fish though, didn't they?
Yeah.
21, 22s?
I heard there was a 24 started up by the mall.
Okay, yeah, that's where they're getting right now by Beautiful Bridge.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, so we got. Okay. We just got in 10 pounds of leeches. And that only lasts us for 3, 4, 5 days. We sell them by the. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I just can't find any in my regular fly hook, so I'll just have to do gold hooks.
Oh, okay, just for one or two.
Because we make a lot of this stuff ourselves, we can make it customized. We can move a lot of different hooks.
Oh, what do you think? Those are Chubbs and Rosies there.
So this is what I, this is the time. So that's all over there.
I think I'll go with 2,000.
Okay. Couple dozen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That caught me. And it has gone bigger since then.
Put it right there.
It's just catapulted. I tie at least 1,000 a year.
Regularly ask for custom orders?
Yes.
They know what they're catching them on, and that's what they need?
Mm-hmm. I thought you had
huh?
I thought you had over here.
About 1,000 a year. Oh, yeah, it is. Takes me about 2 minutes for things to get going on.
Oh, pin. Oh, yeah. Need a receipt? Okay, you're good to go. Okay.
They go too fast.
Nom, 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 nom.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need, bud? What? Uh-huh. There you go. Here, right here. I get it. You got two there?
We started making
four.
Oh, yeah. Taken care of? Do it right here. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you about these. If you put water in there, you gotta let it sit for like overnight.
Okay.
We have our own bedding that you don't have to do nothing with.
Okay.
I just want to show it to you, okay? You don't have to put no water in here.
Okay.
And it's really good, and we use them for all of our crawlers.
All right.
I mean, you can use that if you want. We'll sell it to you there, but this is our, what we use.
Okay.
So.
All right.
But you can feel the difference there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's got moisture in it, and you don't even need water for it.
Don't need water for it.
Okay. And are you selling this?
We're selling it in like a ice cream pail, 4-pound ice cream pail.
Okay.
You want one or two?
How much are they?
$5.
I'll take two of them.
Okay, well.
I can tie them all up.
What's that?
Not
yeah.
I
just
to
show you the difference anyway.
Right.
It makes it a little bit easier on you.
Right.
I need tri-colored, like that one. This is just a basic one to show you.
And then I'll take care of everything for that. Yeah.
I measure with my finger because I don't plan on, because then it's easier for me instead of going like this all the time. I've learned things that have helped me.
You know, we're ready to
have you go back. All this is a bucktail that's been dyed. It has long hairs and thin hairs.
Okay.
So I try to find ones that are.
Okay.
Take the extra long hairs out. Take the extra short hairs out. Measure it.
Need a receipt then too?
Yeah.
My fingers are nimble enough to like over the hook.
Okay.
And I tie it so that it's.
And you got a 10 dozen and two boxes.
All right.
Two of things there.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I think you'll be more satisfied with that.
Okay,
I
mean, yeah. Less work to go into it.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you gotta like wait overnight when you put water in it. It'll actually burn the worms if you put them in too soon with that stuff there.
All right. Did we catch any walleyes on Bagel yet, or?
Yeah.
There was two walleye tournaments yesterday.
Okay, yep.
75 boats each. And they were coming in with 20, 21, 22 inch, nice, healthy walleye.
That's good.
So they are starting to catch a few. They're not real big ones yet, but you know, 20 inches is
that's pretty good,
good
yeah.
for us. They're getting some crappie and forget what, in the park. Probably some bluegill in the park,
nice.
Smaller panfish in warmer water. So they're
right
around that wooden bridge in the park, in by the paddle boats.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah. Perfect, thank you.
Thank you.
fill it all up for it, and then I'll shoot it.
This is a nice 8-foot all-round combo. And some fishermen don't like them quite so long, so we say, okay, we got shorter rods for you.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's why we try to carry a good variety. Depends on how hard of a sales pitch you want me to give to you, you know. I just feel that one.
It's got good balance.
And it's well, I'm going to say it, it's reasonable priced.
Yeah, no, that's not bad. For the rod and the reel, yeah.
Yeah, so. But now we can show you all kinds of walleye setups, combos. Like I said, we try to find out what kind of price range you're looking for. So, and we don't try to oversell, we just let you to pick it out.
Yeah. So Ethan was...
Just walk down.
It's like you're walking down the
end. Okay, I'm kind of checking these out. Make sure that that's all good. Hanging some of these up.
Yep, we'll just, if you could just have you walk all the way.
Okay.
Thank you. Perfect, okay. And then I'll have you walk back, but I'm going to go down there first.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect. Thanks.
But it's, we got quite a bit of stuff. Let's just pick out something here, just a little. Nice general walleye combo. It's lightweight and reasonable priced. And we have a good selection. You don't necessarily have to go with just black. We have other colors you can pick from also. So that's just some of our selection that we have for walleye fishing.
Cool.
You got going on here?
Show and tell.
Okay.
And I don't know when you first came in, there's, we have all this bait here. I don't smell anything. I don't know. It's not, doesn't, there's no dead minnow smell or anything.
No, no. Some of them, yeah, you can go to some places.
Is this for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're good.
Got some movie shoots going on today, huh?
Show and tell. Now we're the best kept secret in Final Act.
Yeah.
What would you say about the night crawlers? What do you think about them?
Well, you always get good crawlers.
Speak up, I didn't hear you.
You always get good crawlers. I don't know, I've been coming here for 27 years, so. 27 years. This no product placement of Dr. Pepper.
No, okay, that's no problem. No problem. We're doing okay here, I guess. Taking notes here, all right.
No,
Hello.
Just pretend I'm not here.
Oh, okay, we got you. Yeah.
Yep, just some B-roll. There you go.
Perfect. What are some of your insights of this place here? What would you think? Why do you think we're making it or doing so good? Or what? Any opinions?
Doing your own, having your own stuff, I think, adds a lot to what everyone's looking for.
Okay.
That's, you know, where we get our bait. For where we fish up north, it's, you know, it's location and then what's the quality. So
well,
if the quality dips.
You heard what the guys are saying.
Yep, that's just it. It's like if the quality dips, then you find
something different.
We fight for the
quality too.
Yeah, we fight for it.
We buy in bulk and we look at everything. That's the difference.
We kind of babysit them.
We sort through it. Mm-hmm. I take time and I come back and I go and I take 8 hours of the day and I'm up to my elbows in dirt sometimes.
What for a small family business, I think we're doing pretty good.
No, this is great.
Okay. You look from us from the elbow, we have, you know, so much different things that try to just put your finger on one little thing is kind of hard.
Yeah.
I mean, like I showed you, there's umpteen different baits and...
Or not too, also makes it a big difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we do put our own line on. We got a nice little corner here.
Just did over 300.
Yeah,
she tries to help.
She tries to help.
Oh,
she
makes
her own color combinations.
How do you come up with a name for this place?
River Street.
Oh, listen to this now. Yeah?
We had River Street, and we have a German background because that's where we came up with house.
Oh, this is Brook Street here. And that's River Street. So if you put a house in the center, what would that be called?
In 2009.
Well, I have a few pictures and stuff. And what the heck? You know.
I have a question for you. How old do you think I am?
I think that you are... Let me check my notes.
Yes.
Because I cheated.
Yes. He thought you were older than him.
How old do you think I am? 39?
Yep, you start 30. I don't know.
I heard you're going to be 13 soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it, you know,
I have a daughter that just turned 13, so I think you're still taller than her too.
Well, you like to get the kids involved if they like that particular sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was about last year's winners for walleye tournament.
I'm not sure if last year's.
But you know, it's nice to have a couple pictures like that around. But yeah, we're. You can't.
So were any of the mount stuff that you caught? Or?
A book just by its cover when you come into a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Oh, I believe it.
And, like I say, we just changed, just put a new sign up last year.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I know I've seen those end spring hooks on, or springs.
Okay. And no. There are no eyes on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
The line goes through the center. These are mostly used for ice fishing or inside an ice shanty. We make those right here also.
Okay.
And then for our old guys.
And so then how do you restring it?
Well, this is your little reel right here.
Hmm. Yeah, because I know a lot of times ice fishing, we don't even use a reel. You just jig and then you pull the line straight up. That way your depth stays the same.
That's why we have, put that back right way here now. And it's, see how easy that pulls out like that?
Mm-hmm. That way you don't have your eyes all freeze up on you, right?
Right. We make those right here. Now, no eyes on the outside. Line goes through the rod. You got your little reel.
Yep. Yeah, that's my dad. He likes to drill more holes than he likes to fish.
But, you know, something like this, and let's see how good you are here. We got a little jig here. See if you can feel that jig on the end. You can just
mm-hmm.
Huh? And if you get a bite, there's your index.
Yep.
Something different, yeah. So. But we got a, I think we got a pretty good selection of everything for fishermen for Lake Winnebago. It's targeted mostly for Lake Winnebago,
mm-hmm.
not so much Lake Michigan or something like that.
Yeah.
But then again, that's 50 miles away, so.
Yeah.
And if you don't get a call for it, why carry it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, your location's based on this. That's where your customers are going to be. That makes sense.
And it makes a difference for us coming to work. You know, a lot of people have to travel 30, 40 miles to go there to work. I have like 3 blocks.
That makes it nice.
Huh? So, but we put in our hours here too. You know, what color can I sell you today? How about a nice little red one here? Huh? That's a nice walleye combo.
Yeah, it is. They,
well, here at home, I'm caregiver for the wife, so.
Yeah.
But, when we got. We really don't do enough advertisement though neither, but after 23 years people should know that we're doing different things in here. We're, like I say, we're orientated more for Winnebago and walleye and panfish, or not so much the Great Lakes stuff. But and you saw it was empty.
Hmm.
Wasn't it?
A lot of bait. That'll be a few days worth.
Yeah, over $2,000 worth. Twice a week.
Hmm.
With their walleye tournaments already, because they had walleye tournaments are twice a month or something like that. So everything kind of fell together on this particular weekend. So it was a rush. Where did Sam disappear to?
He was helping Uncle bring in groceries.
Oh, okay. Well, did they take a picture of you doing that?
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Picture of Lexi doing leeches?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Take a picture of this guy?
Running around.
Running around?
Okay.
And then we started, the building was completely empty when we first started. So we built it up and changed it around and changed this, and mm-hmm. we finally settled on something that we could see everything that was going on.
Yeah.
Instead of having a glass display case. Right.